If you're one of the dwindling millions who still read newspapers, the good news was that the unions representing the Detroit papers ratified a new 2-year contract last weekend. The bad news was the nature of the contract. It calls for the workers to take big pay cuts, 6.5% for anybody making $35,000 a year or more, a little less for those below that. Health benefits will be worse, too. What's even sadder is that the unions regarded this contract as a victory of sorts. The Detroit Media Partnership, which is controlled by the Gannett Company, wanted workers to take a 12% pay cut. Lou Malechko, who heads the local newspaper guild, told me the unions also gave up less in terms of health care than Gannett wanted. But his voice was sad when he said this. I felt even sadder, I think, and not mostly out of sympathy for the newspaper workers. Most papers are losing money these days, losing advertisers, and losing readers at a shocking rate. 25 years ago, I was executive national editor of the Detroit News. That paper then sold 670,000 newspapers a day. Today, the paper is barely 1/5 that number of those subscribers. Not only that, they don't even deliver these papers every day any longer. The company really wants you to read them online. Newspapers nationwide are losing money in circulation and cutting staff. And this is devastating for our communities and for democracy. They say this is happening because people don't get their news from newspapers anymore, but from TV and the Internet. But that's not true. Yes, fewer people read newspapers, but newspapers are still the main content producers of news. Michigan Radio does cover stories independently, but cannot do an in-depth job covering all our thousands of communities. Local television news is unequaled at showing pictures of fires and jackknife tractor-trailer trucks. But they largely depend on newspapers to tell them what the serious stories are and to give them enough background so a TV reporter can stand up and talk about a budget crisis as if they really understood it. And anyone who says they get their news from the Internet needs to realize that, with a handful of exceptions, search engines and websites are merely news collectors or aggregators. They collect news produced, mainly, by newspapers. The one thing I know is this. If we no longer have anyone collecting all this news and acting as the watchdogs of society, we're really in trouble. 200 years ago, newspapers were expensive and catered only to the elite. Then they became America's mass medium, something that lasted through the 1970s. Today, that's no longer the case. So, I'm wondering if newspapers might survive by again becoming an elite medium with a far higher per-copy price. Maybe then they could afford reporters to gather and record the information society needs. That's an important job, and the message the Detroit newspaper agreement sends to young people is that you'd be crazy to think about going into this profession. But if somebody doesn't, our society may be doomed.